Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an award-winning journalist, anchor, host, author, podcaster, and proud mom. You can see her weeknights on News Nation with Elizabeth Vargas Reports. We welcome Elizabeth Vargas.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Absolutely great. Elizabeth, let's go beyond the mic. You've hosted town halls, debates, 2020 World News Tonight, even a syndicated crime series. How do you feel about the role of a journalist today?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've got a big job right now, and there's a lot going on and a lot to cover. And I think it's important right now as a journalist to do, you know, to really do what our mission statement at News Nation is, which is news for all Americans. I think there can be an argument to be made that the mainstream media has siloed itself, and not only how it covers news, but who it's thinking about when it covers news. And I think you see an effort being made now from many networks and newspapers to expand out and cover folks in the heartland and the Midwest and the South. You know, I'm a child of the Midwest. My dad's actually, I'm an Army brat, if you really want to know the truth, but he was stationed at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and I went to college in Missouri and worked in local news in the Midwest. So it's great that we're seeing more media do that. It's something News Nation has really staked its reputation on. And we're one of the few networks, we have not one but two dedicated border reporters who spend their entire day, every day, down there on the border covering the crisis, and have been down there now for several years covering what's going on. So it's really important.
You've written about your own struggles in Between Breaths, a memoir of panic and addiction. How did overcoming that adversity change you and make you a stronger parent and journalist today?
Oh, I think it, you know, that's about it. It was a decade ago. But it makes you a better person in general. I think anybody who faces adversity and overcomes it shows grit. You know, I was talking to my son last night and told him that's the number one predictor of success in life is grit, not intelligence, not, you know, a lot of other things. It's really, you know, the capacity to dust yourself off and get back up again. We have in this country a massive addiction crisis. And I think it's something that we've covered a lot on my show. I think it's important and it impacts millions and millions of Americans, not just those suffering from addiction of some sort, but their family and friends, their coworkers, colleagues. It affects a lot of people. And that's what I do. I'm on the board of directors for the Partnership to End Addiction, and I do a podcast for them of just exclusively about that.
When people see Elizabeth Vargas Reports each day on News Nation, what do you want them to learn or take away?
I just want to have people to walk away from my show. I want them to have a better understanding of at least one or two of the massive issues that seem to be happening right now. President Trump is staying true to his pledge to flood the zone. He's doing so much so fast. It can be overwhelming both to the public and to journalists covering it. So we pick, you know, whatever we think is most important or most interesting, the handful of the many things that's going on, and go deep in that and interview smart people about it. Ask, you know, hopefully, I believe, smart questions. You know, the slogan, the mantra, sort of the mission statement for News Nation is news for all Americans. And I try and, you know, hold that true every night when we're on the air. But it's important to talk in a smart way about what's going on.
Host of Elizabeth Vargas Reports on News Nation, Elizabeth Vargas joins us beyond the mic, and it's time for the Rocking Eight. Eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. Which episode of your Heart of the Matter podcast is the one you're most proud of?
Oh, gosh. I think when I interviewed the actress, no, I think that's not that one. This is a tough one. Okay, honestly, an amazing journalist wrote a book called Empire of Pain, Patrick McFadden. It was all about the Sackler family and Purdue Pharma. And that was an amazing podcast. I loved that one. I think everybody should know the story of the Sacklers and what they did to this country.
What was the best thing about your little ball of fur, Ellie, who recently crossed the Rainbow Bridge?
She was the most loving, sweetest dog you could ever want. My son begged for a dog for years. Now ex-husband said he was allergic. No, you can't have a dog. No. So finally we found a hypoallergenic dog, and she was so sweet and so loving to every single human being she ever came across. We miss her terribly.
During commercial breaks of your show, what do you do?
I talk to my producers in the control room and I snack on pretzels.
Favorite and least favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is Thanksgiving because it's like Christmas, but without the pressure. And my least favorite holiday is, I don't know, I guess, I don't know. I don't have a least favorite holiday. I love holidays because usually you get to do something fun and be with friends and family.
Kind of figured.
Yeah.
Which beach is your go-to vacation spot?
Well, until recently, I would go to Malibu. I have family in California, and that was for several summers. I would take my kids out there, and we'd go, you know, rent a little house on the beach. Obviously, that's not going to be happening anytime soon. So I actually really love the beaches down in North Carolina.
Favorite flavor of cupcake, and are you a sprinkles or plain?
Red velvet. Plain.
What's the one dish you want to perfect from your dad?
Oh, well, my dad's a good cook. So,
I'm jealous of some of the dishes he's made.
I actually think I'm a good cook. Is that bad to say that?
It's okay. It's great.
I love to cook. I don't get to do it very hardly at all now because of my work schedule. But I find cooking very relaxing. It's very zen for me. It's, you know, I love it. And now, to be honest, I give a lot of recipes and talk to my parents about how they cook. I guess paella. My dad makes a mean paella, and I've never been able to come close to matching his.
Most important thing you want your sons to learn other than cleaning their room and putting their clothes in the hamper?
Well, I would be thrilled to death if they could just learn that, since they're both basketball players but somehow can't manage to get the dirty socks in the hamper. I think to be kind to other people and to work hard at everything. And don't take anything personally.
Time for the impossible question with Elizabeth Vargas from Elizabeth Vargas Reports on News Nation. Quote, relapse is part of recovery and we need to get the world to understand that, unquote. How do you see the future of the partnership to end addiction?
Oh, partnership to end addiction has a massive amount of work ahead of us. We still have so many people in this country who are suffering. And part of the problem is that most people don't understand that relapse is part of the recovery. You know, if everybody just quit doing drugs or drinking or doing whatever destructive behavior, remember, people get addicted to gambling, to all sorts of things that can ruin their lives. If everybody just was able to quit the first time they tried, we wouldn't have a problem in this country. So I think that's what's important to remember, because a lot of people think when somebody relapses, oh, lost cause, I give up, get out, you know, and don't give up on the people quite yet.
One big question with Elizabeth Vargas. What's the one lesson you've learned from your life in media, and what do you still eager learning next?
I don't know that there's a lesson I've learned in media or that I'm hoping to learn. I'm just incredibly lucky to be working as a journalist in media right now, I think, especially with this historic time. I mean, my gosh, I've spent, you know, decades now working, asking, you know, I'm curious about the world. So I'm doing exactly what I'd be doing at home anyway, which is saying, well, why is that? You know, is that really the best way forward? I've had a front row seat to history. I've been everywhere in war zones, all over the world, disaster zones. I've been in the Oval Office interviewing the President of the United States. I've interviewed world leaders. It's been an incredible honor.
She still wants to perfect her dad's paella, loves Malibu, and wants you to watch. Elizabeth Vargas reports on News Nation. Elizabeth, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much, Sean.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.